Emma Watson's here.
Emma Watson's here.
Hello. Hello.
Happy Christmas to you, first of all. How you doing?
Thank you. Good, thank you.
Good, good, good. Emma Watson is the, and I didn't know this, French-born British actress who rose to fame, of course, playing Brainbox Hermione Granger in the Harry Potter films. And now she's turning her hand to doing one of those, you stand there and you look at a cartoon and then you do the voice and everything. What's that like? Is that good?
Actually, you've got it the wrong way around.
Oh, okay. What?
You record the voice and then they put the animation around your voice.
No!
Yes. 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 Well, they show you kind of provisional sketches of what they want it to look like, but basically it's you recording your voice and then they can do their stuff afterwards.
Do you know, I didn't know that because I did one once where I'd auditioned for one in America and it was the other way around. And sometimes you see them taping
the voice to the pictures.
To the pictures, yeah. So I guess it's whichever kind of movie it is.
Maybe it's different for everyone. That was how we did it for Despero.
And what are the characters? Well, first of all, we should say that the film is called The Tale of Despero.
Yes.
And who are the characters in the film and what do you play and what's the story, but without telling us the ending?
It's based on a novel by Kate DiCamillo and it's about a mouse called Despero Tilling, and he is born because the Land of Dore is in need of a hero. It's actually quite a complicated story.
Okay.
It's very...
Where's the Land of where?
The Land of Dore. The Land of Dore, which is a kingdom which is famous for making soup.
Excellent.
She sounds just like Hermione in the Potter films, doesn't she?
Isn't that amazing, old woman?
Isn't that incredible? Good grief, old woman. Well spotted.
And yeah. I play Princess P, who's princess of the kingdom, and she's kind of grieving because her mother's just had a heart attack because a rat jumped into her soup.
Oh,
it's
right.
Tragic.
What's the significance of soup, then? I mean, is it like a major soup area?
Yeah, I guess it's kind of like onions are for France, or I don't know.
Is it a soup-producing area, then? Is that,
yes.
Is that its main industry?
That's what it does.
I
That's
see. But it's
industry.
Going through tough times, economic
yes.
climate, obviously.
Yes,
yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. I see.
Yes.
So then this mouse is born to, what, save the soup industry?
Well, not exactly. The kingdom is kind of plunged into darkness and drear because the king bans soup and won't speak to his people and is very upset about his wife dying, and so Princess Pea gets kidnapped. Because he doesn't even notice, and then Despero comes and saves the day, and all happiness and light and soup is returned to the Kingdom of Dore. If you really want to simplify it, but there's lots of quite deep moral philosophical messages within it.
Is it tin soup mostly that they produce, or is it packet soup?
No, how could you say that? There's a very famous French chef who works in the Kingdom of Dore who concocts this amazing soup every
year.
Yeah,
he was thinking. What were you thinking? Like Heinz Big Soup or something like
something
that?
Like
or
that, yeah.
I was
or,
thinking pea soup.
Oh, no,
or Campbell's. I was thinking.
I was thinking oxtail, something like that.
Yeah.
So, obviously, we got it completely wrong, but luckily Emma has explained it.
I'm only trying to place the story. Sorry, Emma.
It's all right.
Inevitably, I'm going to have to ask you, and you know, here we go. Two more Harry Potters left, is that right?
Yes, well, there's one book left, but because it's so big, they're having to split it into two different parts, and we're filming it all in one go, and we start in February.
Okay, isn't there one movie made already that they're putting out soon?
Yes, there is. It comes out in July.
What are you going to do with yourself when it's all over? Because we came and spoke to you when the first film came out, and you were all kids. You were you've grown up during the making of these films.
Well, I'm going to university next September.
Are you not having a gap year?
Well, I'm actually on my gap year now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I'm gap year out to kind of make The Last Potter and then go off to uni.
So you're spending a gap year promoting a film?
Basically, yes. Yeah, when I say a gap year, it's not...
You're supposed to be in South America building something, seriously. Helping out with something.
Yeah. How's it going to be, Emma, do you think? I mean, because you've not had a traditional childhood, I suppose you might say, and all the things that you've done are so different from what you will be doing. How's that kind of culture shock going to go, do you think, when you get to uni?
I think it probably will be a bit of a shock when all the films end. But at the same time, I think I'll be ready for a change. I mean, I would have been making the Harry Potter films for over a decade at that point.
I can imagine people saying, well, where's Emma? Oh, she's in the corner doing her VAT.
I think you missed out not having to do a Saturday job at Boots, say, or M&S, or even a paper round when you were younger.
Yeah.
And also, what are you going to study at uni?
Well, I'm looking at universities in the States and over here. And in America, you don't have to declare your major, as they call it, until your third or your fourth year. But if I stay here, I'll do English.
Oh, right, okay. And do you think that when you're at uni and you go to the bar of an evening, people will expect you to buy all the drinks?
God, I don't know.
That's actually quite a serious question. No, I hope not
It is quite a serious question. Well, you know, I hope I'd do around and someone else would do around. around.
It's a good answer. Anyway, listen, wish you a Merry Christmas. Really nice to see you. Thank you for stopping by and telling us all about The Tale of Despereux. Now, just to recap, it's this kind of kingdom, and you play a princess, right?
Yeah.
And there's a mouse in it.
He's a hero.
And Dustin Hoffman's in it as well, isn't he?
Yeah, Dustin Hoffman, Sigourney Weaver, Robbie Coltrane's in it.
Oh, is he?
We're the two Brits in it.
Oh, excellent.
Everyone else is American, but we're...
Your mate, Robbie.
Yeah, my mate, Robbie.
He's a giant, you know.
He's well.
Tale of Despereux, starring Emma Watson here, opens across the UK this Friday, 19th December, and is rated PG. Thank you very much. Emma Watson, everybody. That was really good. Thank you. Brilliant.